Once upon a time, there was a weird, but basically harmless, space-time phenomenon named Goblin. If each of you readers has even one good close friend, then you all know exactly what I mean when I say that there are good things about the human race. We can make those things even better by being better friends to one another. The spider on his mask, in fact, is meant to represent harmless art. Goblinhood is a sincere advocate of freedom of expression, about which he yaps and yelps almost constantly. The bird, a nest. The spider, a web. Man, friendship.
I never take it all so seriously, really. When you called and said you'd seen a UFO. But then you told me the message in writing spelled out a meeting I never dreamed of before.
A significant part of goblinhood exists as a sort of sentient concept, almost independent of me. And that almost is sometimes debatable.
See, Mr. Gitz, most people never have to face the fact at the right time, the right place, they're capable of anything.
And isn't it nice to know that there are nice things about being human?
You know, I'm no art critic, but I know what I hate.
Well, they were friends. That's all. They were pals. And I don't know from love. I don't know from honor. I don't know from glory. But I know from friendship, in my own feeble and misanthropic way. I can sort of tell you what that's all about. And for that matter, how many normal people are there who actually mold their entire existences around the idea of being as harmless as possible to everyone else? As it turns out, goblinhood actually believes in some of the other dimensional kinds of stuff that Lovecraft talked about in his stories. In goblinhood's case, just call these phenomena other dimensional. Suffice it to say that goblinhood means well, or he means something. No matter how misguided he might actually be in any kind of objective sense. But it's enough just to know that goodness can exist within us. And I want you to remember that, dear readers, throughout the dark times to come.